Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
For all we know, Mitt Romney could be one of those who have paid no federal income tax. Thousands of families make more than $1 million, pay nothing in federal income taxes each year. Is Mitt Romney among those? We'll never know, since he refuses to release his tax returns for the years before he was running for president. But from that one return, only one we've seen, we know Mitt Romney pays a lower tax rate than middle-class families, thanks to a number of things he's done: Swiss bank accounts, Cayman Islands tax shelters. And we can only imagine what new secrets would be revealed if he showed the American people a dozen years of tax returns like his dad did.
Okay, there's Senator Harry Reid suggesting that Mitt Romney might just be one of the 47% that he talked about from those fundraiser tapes. This thing is getting ridiculous or not. What do you think? 800-510-8255, the presidential race, number one item this week in all the back and forth about the information from that fundraiser tape back in May, in which Mitt Romney suggested 47% of the people are on some sort of government dole, and they're not probably going to vote for him anyway. How inaccurate or accurate is that? 800-510-8255 reaches out to us if you'd like to be part of the program and express yourself. That's what Good News Talk Radio is all about. Expressions, thoughts. There are committed folks who are on both sides who have strong feelings and justifications for those feelings. And we'll hope to hear from some of them during the course of this hour of the Talk Radio Review. The presidential race and all that material from the News Talk Radio stations, hundreds of them that we monitor around the country every day, get their information often, and sometimes they stir the pot by putting on audio from TV programs. Here's an example of that. Charlie Rose and Nora O'Donnell from CBS talked to Bob Schieffer. So they're all in this. This is the experts, or not the experts. The interviewer is talking to the interviewers, and this conversation about Mitt Romney's campaign and how they're handling the video release, the leak.
The New York Times: Romney stands behind message. Wall Street Journal: video clip jolts campaign. Romney in tight race. How do you change the conversation?
I don't know. I would guess that that's what the Romney campaign. I tell you, this was just an extraordinary moment. I mean, you know, if there was one thing that Mitt Romney has been fighting from the very beginning, Charlie, it was that he's this rich guy who's sort of out of touch with the rest of America. I mean, we went through the thing, the car elevators in his vacation home. He said before, I'm not worried about the poor. I just can't think of anything that he could have said that could have hurt his cause more than what he said, because it just seemed to confirm that he really hadn't. I mean, I just wonder, did he understand who he was talking about? I mean, when you write off half the electorate and say, well, there's no way I'm going to get their vote, and then you say, you hear him say, you know, these people won't take responsibility for their own lives. I mean, did he understand who he was talking about? Retired people on Social Security, retired military families. A lot of those people were Republican voters, mm-hmm. and were for him. So I think he's got a lot of work to do to dig out of this hole, and I don't think he's out of it yet.
You know, Bob, Karl Rove, who is involved in a super PAC that helps fund campaign ads that support Mitt Romney's election, I mean, even he said Americans who don't pay income taxes are part of the GOP coalition. So there, it's not just pundits and columnists. You have strategists like Karl Rove who suggested this is a problem. Do you think it changes the dynamic of this race? Is this a turning point, or can Romney recover?
I don't know. I sincerely do not know the answer to that question, but I think Karl Rove is right. You've also noticed Linda McMahon, who's running for the Senate in a very tight Senate race up in Connecticut. She said, not my view. Scott Brown, who's in that tight Senate race up in Massachusetts, you might have expected this from him. He's a much more liberal Republican than some of the other candidates out there this year. He said, you know, that was not his view. this is a serious problem. I mean, why? I mean, you go back to the question. Peggy Noonan in the Wall Street Journal says it's an incompetent campaign. That may be a little bit strong, but you have to wonder, what was the thinking behind this? Why would someone say something like this? It takes you back to, you know, why would you... I can't figure out why anyone would have said this.
Well, nobody's perfect. I'm not excusing him because it doesn't, for me, the remark makes sense. And it doesn't necessarily apply to people who are older. They get what's going on. They get the whole business of the split. You listen to the attitude of Charlie Rose and Norah O'Donnell. You know the smarmy smugness and the way they set up the question. Even Karl Rove. Karl Rove isn't any pal of mine, but it's the way they say inflection in their voice that drills and deepens the distinction here. Mitt Romney didn't use a lot of common sense with that statement, but then what about the statement is wrong? 800-510-8255. The whole business of this was addressed during a speech at the Heritage Foundation. Orrin Hatch, this senator from Utah, claims that the press, the elitists have misrepresented the Romney campaign's critique of the welfare programs and also the 47. There's something to be said for that, I believe, as well. And if you'd like to say it, help yourself to 800-510-8255. A discussion from radio talk show hosts about this issue coming right up here on The Countdown.
Hey fans, Exagen is inviting you and yours to enjoy the sights and sounds of London, along with the exciting action of NFL football as the Patriots take on the Rams at Wembley Stadium, all in one trip. Exagen presents the London Fantastic Family Adventure, a fabulous trip for four. The Crown Jewels, Buckingham Palace, and the London Shopping Spree will all be part of the adventure. Experience great seats, NFL-sponsored events, and the entire wonder of London. Go to www.adventuretolondon.com for details, entry rules, and your opportunity to win.
Last year, millions of parents discovered they were their teen's drug dealer. They found out that teens today are abusing substances that many parents would never think of as dangerous, including prescription pain relievers and stimulants. Some children have even used over-the-counter cough medicine to get high. Talk with your children about the dangers of medicine abuse. Visit drugfree.org to join the Medicine Abuse Project and help end this epidemic. A message from the partnership at drugfree.org.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at guitarcenter.com.
Feel like you've tried everything for your sore joints? Time to move on to something more effective at improving your joint health. New Schiff Move Free Ultra. More effective than two regular glucosamine and chondroitin tablets. Just one little pill. Why? Because of the breakthrough two-in-one formula with hyaluronic acid plus type 2 collagen, which activates your own immune system and helps repair joint cartilage. Believe it. Was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Move on to something more effective. Move on to Move Free Ultra.
Mmm.
Yum.
Mmm. We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious, fruit-flavored chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins. Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
800-510-8255 as you listen to the Chalk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, and the discussion focusing in on the leaked fundraiser tape. Here are our hosts Todd Feinberg and Michelle McPhee talking to Joe Battenfeld, who writes for the Boston Herald about this.
What's your take on the tape, that came out of Mitt Romney at his fundraiser in May, where he talks in a way that we think is terrific and should be part of his campaign? And while he didn't back off of it, he sure sounded nervous in his defense of it.
Well, for you guys, it may be good the way he's talking, but he's not running for president of talk radio. Of course, it would be great for that, but I don't think it projects. The problem is that they were trying to project this image of Romney at the convention, and they needed to, of this kind of compassionate guy who's helped people out. We talked about this before, why they didn't showcase that part of Mitt Romney before, and in this video, he does not look like that guy at all. No matter what you think about his message, whether it's true or not, he doesn't look very compassionate. He looks like kind of the cold-blooded rich guy that they portray him to be. And that, I think, is the problem with the video. And you compare it to what Obama said about the clinging to guns and religion, which is a good comparison, I think. But look at when was that video made? 4 years ago, 5 years ago, and you're still talking about it. So that's what the impact of these videos can have.
Doesn't that bolster the argument, Joe, that Mitt Romney needs to get out there right now, and he needs to reiterate the statement in a much more, I think, gentler way? You can have the same message and say, look, we simply cannot continue to pay for people who don't work. But he also has to do it in a way where he assuages the hurt feelings of the elderly who are in that category. And he has to do it in a way where he's not, you know, coming off, as you said, the cold rich guy. How does he do it? But he doesn't do it by hiding.
No. He should not be hiding. He should address this directly, I believe. And not look like he's running, you know, running scared. He did come out at 10 o'clock for a press conference, which usually that's past Romney's bedtime. So, you know, they were concerned about it. And I don't know. It's not just the video, though. It's the whole direction of the campaign. And it looks like the advisors are fighting among each other, which voters don't really care about. But it is a sign that even some of Romney's people think he's going to lose, because that's what usually happens. When you think you're going to lose, you start blaming other people.
Here's an interesting piece from host Rob Schilling talking to an analyst about Republicans in Virginia trying to remove Libertarian Gary Johnson and former Congressman Virgil Good from the ballot.
There was a challenge by the state GOP against both Johnson and Good.
That is correct. And now I should say at the outset that the outcome was great. The three candidates who are not Democrats, not Republicans, who sought to be on the Virginia presidential ballot did make it. The State Board of Elections met in their regular meeting, and the agenda included certifying the presidential candidates and determining what the ballot order would be. And despite the challenge issued by the state Republican Party, the State Board of Elections, which I should add is controlled by Republicans, voted to certify Virgil Good as the Constitution Party candidate, Gary Johnson as the Libertarian Party candidate, and Jill Stein as the Green Party candidate. All three of those candidates will be on the ballot in the order that I just mentioned. I think the Republican comes first on the ballot, Mitt Romney, then the Democrat, Barack Obama, then the Constitution Party, Libertarian Party, and Green Party. The challenge by the Republicans was in the form of a very extensive letter from an attorney who alleged for both Good and Johnson that there were defective petitions. The problem is that there's no statute in Virginia law that allows a third party, in the sense of neither a candidate nor the government in the form of the State Board of Elections. There's nothing in state law that allows somebody else to challenge petitions that have already been approved by the electoral boards around the state or the State Board of Elections in the case of a statewide candidate. So the Republicans were sort of grasping at straws.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
He paid his way through college as a handyman, growing that small business into the largest construction company in the state with 1,000 employees and a reputation for ethical behavior. He's an Ironman triathlete, an avid cyclist and outdoorsman, an adventurer who summited Mount Everest with frostbitten toes and a leg still healing from a recent break. During his 2 terms as governor, he did what people in office rarely do. He kept his word. A Republican, he was reelected in a state that votes 2-1 Democrat in a landslide. He will be on the ballot in all 50 states come November as an alternative to Mitt Romney and Barack Obama. Gary Johnson can fix the America the two-party system has broken. He's a handyman.
My name is Gary Johnson. Be libertarian with me for one election. Live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
I'm Gary Johnson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio review on the presidential race. That's the discussion at the moment. If you'd like to get in on the caller part of this discussion, we have a couple of more excerpts, a couple of more radio programs. Then it's your turn at 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. We have some actually pretty interesting email also about the presidential race and preferences. Let's get to host Mack Watson and Larry Gatos talking to Meghan McCain, who doesn't think this leaked tape from Romney is that big of a deal.
Is this tape a big deal?
I'm kind of the mindset that this is very inside beltway politics right now, and I don't think it's going to have a great... I think it's for the people that already hate Mitt Romney, this is just another example of why they think he's Thurston Howell. And for the people that like Mitt Romney, like me, I just think it was at a fundraiser, and he ineloquently said a statement that could have been said much better and much more sensitively. He was just letting loose at a fundraiser that he thought was closed camera, which it's stupid. I just assume every time I leave my apartment that there's someone with a camera phone recording everything I do, and it's the world we live in, and he's running for president. He should assume that. And, you know, even if his fundraiser, the people attending weren't taking video, you know, I'm sure some waiter there was probably like, hey, I should put this on the internet. And it's stupid of him for not to realize that.
Can you look at this and say he was talking about people who want to drink from the government teat, and maybe he thinks of the 47% as a bunch of freeloaders? But if that's the case, a good 47% that he talked about, especially seniors who maybe even feel entitled to get health care. I mean, isn't he shooting himself in the foot again?
I don't find it shocking. I'm not offended by it. And again, I just think the people that are offended by it are the people that already don't like Romney to begin with.
Right, and we pointed it back at the media too. You know, this is a media-made story. There may be a couple of voters that may be shocked and appalled, but we're not. This is inside, as you said, inside the Beltway politics. I liken it to inside of a locker room before you go out onto the field. Do the Cardinals say, you know what, we're taking on the Giants, and they're good guys, so let's make sure we're all supportive, and we all make sure we play a great game, and everything will be fine, and the best team may lose, but the best team may win. No! You're going to hit people between the eyes when you talk about inside the locker room. He's talking to people that he needs money from. So you're going to start saying stuff and throw stuff around that may not be accurate. It may be a broad brush stroke. But you know what? That's politics.
All right. Speaking of politics, you're going to love this one. Talk Host Brian Freeman with political analyst Paul Bedard about the rumors regarding Hillary Clinton.
Over the weekend, I heard a diehard Republican actually say this. Hillary Clinton's doing a pretty good job at what she's doing, but is she going to remain in it?
Well, you know, Hillary Clinton has said for months now that she's out of here. No matter what happens in the presidential election, 4 years is enough as Secretary of State. And there's some question right now as to whether, if Obama is reelected, will he pressure her to stay on just a little bit longer to help with the crisis in the Middle East? If she doesn't, that's probably going to, I think it suggests that John Kerry replaces her as Secretary of State.
There was even speculation that she would replace Joe Biden as vice president.
A ton of speculation. All shot down by the White House and Hillary Clinton, but, you know, we know that there was some talk inside the White House that, you know, was she interested in the job? And now I've just talked to Terry McAuliffe, who was the former Democratic Party chief who ran her campaign for president in 2008, and he tells me she's going to lay low once she leaves the administration, take a couple of years to kind of charge her batteries, and guess what? By 2014, make her mind up on whether or not she's going to run for the presidency again. I mean, why else would you put the word out there that you're going to take a couple of years to recharge your batteries other than you're running?
800-510-8255. So what do you think? Is there evidence here that Mrs. Clinton is going to run? And is that a part of how you'll make your decision about voting this time around? Probably not. It's just interesting speculation. All this presidential race stuff back and forth. Is Meghan McCain right? And when she says, this is just made up for the media, I'm kind of thinking she is pretty smart. Your call is coming up next on the countdown.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
I'm a mid-sized business.
One of the engines of a smarter planet.
I want to run my business in the cloud.
Who can I trust?
A bookstore?
A search site?
I need a partner with experience.
To manage my infrastructure.
And help keep my data secure.
Introducing IBM Smart Cloud, starting at $56 per month. Learn why IBM is the smarter choice for cloud at ibm.com/engines/cloud. Price subject to change.
Mmm.
Yum.
Mmm. We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious fruit-flavored chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Coast to coast and border to border. Talk radio in review. This is the only program of its type. It takes a lot of the issues of the day and puts them into perspective from those who like to listen to, engage themselves in the conversations on the so-called political talk stations, the left and the right. So we get to your callers right now, 800-510-TALK. Some interesting email as well, which I'll try to pass along as time allows here. Later in the hour, we'll talk some about the Middle East, again, as time allows. Marie in New Jersey thinks it's going to be difficult for Mitt Romney to undo what has come out of this leaked video.
I think it's going to be very hard for him to unring the bell, just as it's very hard for President Obama to unring the bell when he commented about guns and religion. The 47% are American citizens. And the entitlements that we ought to all be examining are those to Israel and other foreign countries. We have so many needs here. There are tax breaks for our corporations to go overseas, and they pay no taxes here. I think that it's not too late for people to consider voting for the Constitution Party, Virgil Good. And as for Mitt Romney's taxes, I think they should be investigated. We have to have the truth. There are so many good people in this country that could run for office, and we are entitled to be represented by our government and to give our consent to their policies. And until we get rid of the globalists and the Federal Reserve, we're going to be behind the eight ball.
Wow, that's pretty interesting, ma'am. Thank you. There are a lot of different thoughts in there that are worth thinking about, and people will react, I'm sure, because that's what they do, not only to the news and the events that are the focus, but what other people have to say about these events. 800-510-8255. I'm looking at a poll that's out this morning suggesting more Americans have reacted negatively than positively to Mitt Romney's leaked comments about the 47%. That mean they changed their mind and how they're going to vote? I think that's, I don't know that you can draw that from that conclusion, but the poll is still interesting. Your discussion, welcome at 800-510-8255. As we listen now to Deborah in Virginia on Mitt Romney and these comments.
You know, people look at this, they act like they're shocked, but Romney has shown how insensitive he is. Just last week, he didn't even show up for the memorial for the bodies who came back who had been killed. I mean, I'm trying to figure out now whether he's just stupid or that he thinks that a lot of people are stupid that he can get. Because this is just, you know, it's crazy to have his mindset that he has. And if I was his advisor, I'd tell him just to get out the race right now.
Get out the race. All right, ma'am. Thank you. It's probably not going to happen, but maybe it changes who people in your state, especially in Virginia, would vote for. Politics as usual. 800-510-8255. Discussing frankly, there are a couple of other angles here that I've heard on a couple of programs that I listened to in the last 24 hours or so. And the conversation has drifted off to the 47% themselves. Never mind what Mitt Romney says. Who's in that group? Who's on that list? People who are poor either by choice or by chance. Which is it? Or maybe the rich. Are they there by choice or by chance? There's a lot of discussion of the welfare system, who's on it, which I think may be productive. The corruption in government and how people get things from the government that ought not to. Isn't that part of this discussion? Or maybe it ought to be part of the discussion. 800-510-8255. Especially when a lot of people are getting help who don't deserve it and people who deserve it aren't getting it. I think that ought to be part of this discussion, don't you? Let's broaden it out a little bit here. Virgil in Washington on Mitt Romney and the leaked tape.
His statements really magnify how vague and ambiguous his public policy, domestic policy would be. He has not been, this is about as descriptive and specific he has been on his public policy should he become president.
All right, sir. Thank you. 800-510-8255. Which 47% of Americans is Mitt Romney talking about? How do you really know? And there are a lot of people jumping to conclusions. Is he lumping different ways of sorting out people? The less than elegant remarks, admittedly, have caused a lot of people to think, okay, who are these people? Likely Obama voters. People who get federal benefits, people who don't pay taxes, federal taxes anyway, they are in that neighborhood of 47%. There is some overlap, to be sure. So, but there are seniors. Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of people who are in these various groups. So the people who don't pay taxes often are beneficiaries of government programs or political votes that have changed the tax system. And the money that doesn't get taxed is most often used in creating businesses and jobs, encouraging people to invest. I don't know anything about the offshore stuff because I don't know anything about how that actually was. Some of it's legal, some of it isn't. Never gone down that street. And I don't really think, I think it's kind of a specious conversation, frankly, at the moment. But it's just interesting to think about who would be in this group of 47%. And it has grown by leaps and bounds in the last 4 years, actually the last 8 years. It grew a lot with Bush being president, but not as much as it has since Obama became president. And you look at the deficit and you see how those people are being paid. That's the money that's borrowed is how all those people are getting their money. Frank in Massachusetts on the video.
Listen, Eric, I don't think it's going to hurt him too much. I think it might have put him in a situation where he's going to have to come out and have guns blazing on that thing because I think it's like quite a bit of Americans that's economically hurt. But it's not the point where it's going to keep him from getting his electoral votes in. Hopefully this man can push it together and get himself a good campaign thing going on, and hopefully he'll win his thing.
All right. As somebody who's a supporter of Romney, I haven't heard too many of those calls. 800-510-8255. Jim in Kentucky thinks that Romney's right.
I thought the comments were right on the money. And, you know, I really wish Mr. Romney would get a little more aggressive with Mr. Obama on his failed policies. The narrative of the liberal media controlling things is, it's tough. And Mr. Obama has no message to run on. But God forbid if we talk about the economy. He does not want to talk about that. He doesn't want to talk. It's whatever is negative for Mr. Romney that the liberal media focuses on, and that's a tough narrative. You can clearly see that the country's not going in the right direction, and we really need to wake up, and the economy's not going good, and this could be a problem if we get four more years of Obama.
800-510-8255. I'm looking at the breakdown that the Associated Press has come up with, and I don't agree with it at all. The biggest programs and the percentage of those who don't pay taxes, Medicaid, 26%. I'm on Medicaid. Medicare, I pay taxes. People who receive Social Security, 16%. I'm not on Social Security, so I don't know about that. Food stamps, 16%. Women, infants, and children with various programs, 8%. The people who don't pay taxes don't earn enough money for a household in their size. Family of four earning less than $26,400 doesn't pay. 22% get tax breaks for senior citizens that offset their income. 15% get tax breaks for the working poor or low-income parents. 3% get tax breaks for college tuition or other education expenses. Americans, for the most part, who are in this list, make $50,000 a year or less. And so I guess I'm almost thinking, so what? There isn't supposed to be a hard edge to it. It's just, so what? 800-510-8255. Russell, listening in Lynchburg, Virginia, next live on the Countdown. Hi, Russell.
Good morning. I sit back and listen to all this rhetoric. Everybody putting down Mitt Romney. The young lady from Virginia a minute ago talked about how stupid he is. He's actually a very brilliant man, business-wise. And one of the things that I've heard, too, is that Virgil Goode is running under the Constitution Party. I think it's a shame that Virgil Goode did not get reelected. I love Virgil Goode. I think he's a great politician. I think he's a great man. I think he'd be a great president. However, anytime you take an independent situation like that or an independent person running, I'm so anti-Obama right now because of the place he's put America, the direction that he's put us in with our economy, for my kids, my grandkids. Berks Goode is going to take votes away from Mitt Romney, which will definitely be a vote for Obama.
In Virginia, it hasn't been decided. One of the nine states that's on the fence. So Virgil Goode will take. You're right. And so what do you do about it?
Well, here's
keep educating people. Keep talking about it.
Well, the issues that, Obama has, this is the way I feel. I'm self-employed. I've got four employees. I had 14 until the economy tanked.
Yep.
When I sit back and watch what it's done to my personal life, my life at home, everybody talks about bosses that are rich and make all this money. Let me tell you something. I'm at work right now. I was up at 4:30 this morning at work, and I sit back and watch how hard I'm working. And if they saw just how bad a lot of the self-employed people in Lynchburg alone are having it, the companies that have shut down that are in my industry. I'm a land surveyor. Those of us that are in this industry that are hurting right now because of the way the Democrats have handled the housing market with the bond, the Frank bills and all the crap for, getting a loan easy. Things that have happened with the economy and the direction that President Obama is still going in to make it easy for people to get a handout from the government. It's killing small businesses in Virginia.
Wow, it's killing small businesses everywhere. Virgil, Russell, you made a good, actually, several points here. Let me move on to some other callers in a moment, but thank you for the call and your passion. 800-510-8255. More on this as we continue. I'm not sure we're going to have time to discuss anything else because there are a lot of people that want to be heard, and I'm happy to give you the opportunity to be heard here on the Countdown at 14 before the hour.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at GuitarCenter.com.
It's out there. Faster, stronger, more agile. Introducing the all-new John Deere Gator RSX 850i. 62 horsepower, 53 miles per hour. The RSX 850i, it's a whole new species of Gator. See it in action at johndeere.com/gator or at your local John Deere dealer.
For great deals on legendary, reliable John Deere equipment, visit your local dealer today or go to myjohndeeredealer.com to see current offers and find a participating dealer near you.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Hi friends, Doug Steffen here with today's Celebrate Me Time tip from Stouffer's Single Serve Meals. Important to take a few breaks from whatever you're doing every day. How about walking around the block or your yard? Relax. Breathe in some fresh air. You'll be surprised how this bit of me time will truly help to recharge your battery as well as refuel your mind. Make sure to keep listening for more tips like this from our friends at Stouffer's Single Serve Meals.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11-10-12. Staples. That was easy.
Please see chart E71 on page 1054.
Here's how most people go to school. But at Colorado Technical University, my multimedia online dashboard gives me total control, so I can rewind the class, pause it, or listen to last week's class again. Sound better? Check it out for yourself at ctuschools.com. That's ctuschools.com. CTU. Are you in?
Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hi, dear guy that sits on me. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been going out a lot more. The beach, the mountains, that curvy road that leads to the diner with the milkshakes you love. Look, the point is, you and me, we've become a biker buds. And I like it. I like it a lot.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance. And that should make you and your bike very happy.
800-510-8255. Continuing the discussion, your input, Doug@DougSteffen.com is the email address. Discussing the presidential race, why you're voting for whomever, and what some of the issues are, as we broaden it a little bit from just the discussion of the Mitt Romney leaked videotape. Don, listening in Anderson, Indiana, you're up next. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. I think the media and Democrats have been trying to get people, you know, fighting this class envy for so long. They treat us as though everybody thinks just like we're told we think. And if anyone is in that 47%, they know how they earned it. They have sense enough to know whether they were disabled. They have sense enough to know they're not making enough money. And that doesn't detract from what a person says. Mm-hmm. I mean, they know whether or not they're hooked up on the government for a free ride. And the people that don't think they are and they're doing it are probably going to vote for Obama anyway.
Right, and this doesn't change the game any. Everybody knew it was going to be 47%. It looks like it could be, if in the end, if things shake out the way the polls were showing a couple of weeks ago, but as many as 53% could vote for Romney and 47% could vote for Obama. The problem is the states that they're in, and the Electoral College, the play is now in these nine states, and two of them are Ohio and Michigan, and there's some voters there that might be affected by this. But generally speaking, you're right about those people there. Hey, it's the truth. It's natural. Everything is satisfactional. Thanks for your call.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy roast of lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, Gibsonshealth.com is pleased to offer AIM Ready Beet's Pure Juice Powder. Beet juice has long been known as a blood purifier and builder of red blood cells. The American Heart Association says one in three adults has high blood pressure and hypertension. Researchers found that a daily glass of beet juice beats high blood pressure. And not only that, just a teaspoon or two a day of Ready Beets powder increased stamina by 16%. Certainly, drinking beet juice daily is a better solution than most meds with their side effects. Order your fresh, convenient form juice powder of this amazing vegetable called Ready Beets from GibsonsHealth.com. To buy at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844 or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Gibson's Healthful Living. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And your calls, you can check a lot of the stories out at DougStephan.com in the countdown box if you want more information on some of these things. And the reason that I come up with some of the stories that I do or the way, the angle, here's something that Obama isn't going to want to hear. The news today, the news media can't dodge this, can't run away from it. Well, some will try. The fact that nearly 6 million of you, the number is a lot larger than originally estimated, are going to face a tax penalty under the health overhaul put together by this administration. A significantly larger number. 6 million people are going to have to pay, and they're all in the middle class, pretty much most of them anyway. This new information is an inconvenient truth for the administration, a reminder of what the president has promised to do and fix and not, in fact. The numbers from the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, 50% higher than the projections from the administration back in 2010. So 6 million people, if you're one of those people, how do you like these apples? 800-510-8255. Let's see here. Karen in Tampa. How about we'll hear from you and your thoughts? Nice to hear from you, Karen. Go ahead, please.
Good morning.
Thanks for the call.
I think we have a lot of civil ignorance going on in this country. I don't think Mr. Romney said quite enough. Of course, you know, you can take a look at the school system. The school system is a prime example of probably what he was talking about. We have kids that have been on free lunch from kindergarten through 12th grade. They stand in line every day with their coach purses slung over their back, their $100 shoes on. They have no more reason to have free lunch than the man in the moon. It's how they choose to spend their money, and it's the fact that they choose to live on the system, choose to live on welfare. He didn't say enough. He's not talking about elderly people who are living on Social Security now. He's not talking about the true people that need Medicaid, the true people that need Medicare, and the true people that have earned Medicare, that have paid into it their entire lives. He's talking about the people that are going to vote for Obama no matter what, simply because they've lived on the government dole their whole lives, and this is what they want to continue to do.
Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of truth to what you're saying. Karen, thanks for your call. Belinda's in Austin, Texas. Belinda, please go ahead now. You're live on the countdown.
You know, it's funny. I was going to say something else till I heard Karen, but she's absolutely right that there's kids on free lunch that can have every member of their household has a cell phone because I've seen it, and nobody says anything about that. It's like it's not a privilege anymore. It's a mandatory.
Yeah.
And then I think that Mitt Romney is a man enough to stand up and say something about what's really going on and what's negative in our country. And he's getting lambasted for it.
I'm not sure. If they're smart today, Belinda, if he's got good campaign advisors or he's got common sense, he'll drop all the conversation about this leaked video and go straight for the information that I just assimilated and try to boil down. The number of people are going to pay $1,200 or more in taxes starting in 2016, conveniently put off until the end of the second opportunity for him to serve as president. People making $115,000 a year, people making $55,000 a year, all these people are going to be paying more in taxes. Bad news for Obama. It's a broken promise. Bad news for the supporters of Obamacare. Good news, the sadness is you make hay on this stuff. And if Mitt Romney's got any brains at all, that's what these guys are going to be all over today. Thanks for your call. Mac, you finish it off. Go ahead, sir. Hello.
Hello,
Mac. Yeah, you're on the air, sir. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I was talking earlier with the guy fielding your phone calls, and it seems to me that almost every black person that calls in is against Romney. And definitely for Obama. I'm looking at a black woman who's sitting out on a park bench, covered up in a blanket. It's chilly as all get out here, and they're still wanting to vote for Obama. I mean, I don't understand that.
He's going to save him. That's what they think. He's going to say he is more. He's a black guy, and that's what they think about, sadly. It's like voting for a white guy because he's a white guy. It's foolishness. It really is, but yet it's been part of what's gone on. Although a lot of black people I've heard are not so enamored anymore with Mr. Obama. Time will tell. This is the Talk Radio Countdown.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.